throughout this land and the lands afar. For truly this is a blessed day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord today. We're going to do just a short song and then we'll have a prayer and we'll go into our study. This morning I'm going to be studying from or reading from the 112th message, but I want to read something from Romans first. But 112th message is what I'm going to go through this morning. But I would like to read, if Romans don't keep me, I would do the 112th message. But okay, wait.
Sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, nigh safe am I. Love lifted me, even me, love lifted me, even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, even me, love lifted me, even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me, even me. Love lifted me, even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, even me. Love lifted me, even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Below his will obey. He's your savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, even me. Love lifted me, even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me, even me. Love lifted me, even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for thy Son, Jesus Christ, who died, Lord, and made this all possible that we might have a right to eternal life. Father, for we know in our hearts and we know because of thy Spirit, O God, that without him we would be lost and there is no hope. And Father, we ask that you would forgive us of our shortcomings, our sins before you this day, Lord. For truly we know, God, and you have said that we have fallen short, Lord, and we ask that you would forgive us. Lord, and that you would fill our hearts with the love that lifted us, Lord. That we can share it among the people that we come in contact with from day to day. That they might see and feel and know that you are God. That we are nothing more, God, but that you are God. And you are the God of all. Father, I ask a special blessing upon those that are sick among us, Lord. Father, but we know that these things come. And they are part of this life as we live, Lord. But I ask that you would bless. For we know that all things are in thy hands, O God, and that there was not anything made that was made. And that your power is all power, O God. And we ask that you would bless and be with the people, Lord, and strengthen them in every way. Ease the fevers and the aches and the pains. But above all, O God, keep us reminded of our responsibilities, of the promise that we made to you to serve you to the end. Lord, those that is searching, even lost in the world, O God, we ask that you would continue to feel after them by thy Spirit. And Father, we ask a special blessing upon thy servants and thy children in the foreign lands, Lord God. Father, that you would be with them, that you, by thy Spirit, that you would continue to guide and lead them, O Lord, because we know that you are there. Lord, and we just ask that you would continue with them, Lord. And keep in their hearts and minds, Lord, their responsibility and the promise that they made to serve you to the end. And Father, we just again ask that you would continue with us here. Be with us this morning as we study thy words and let them fill our hearts with your love, with your understanding. And Father, give us that strength, the courage, and the faith we need to stand. Because, Lord, you said it is faith in your word and obedience that will keep us and that will save us, and that you are with us always, and we thank you for it this day. And all these things and these blessings we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord again. And praise him for this great and wonderful day. A day that the Lord has made. As I said, and so let us rejoice and be glad in it. As I said, I would like to just read a little from Romans this morning to start. And it's talking about faith, you know. And Paul is talking to the people about Abraham. Because of his great faith, he is the father of all nations. You know, and let's start with, I probably skip about a little, but let's start with Romans 5. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Being justified by faith, we have peace. We have to believe God for what he say and live our life towards that. I mean, we please God when we obey. Not because of the things and the faith we have in him, not because of what we have seen, but because of what we know he will do and what he has promised. You have faith in those promises of God. By whom we have access by faith unto this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. By faith, we have access to the grace that saves us, that God promised you. You see, he died for you and me that we might have life eternal with him. And by having the faith and following his word, his grace covers all that has happened. You know, he said, when you come to him, he forgives you for your sins. And he don't remember them anymore. Because his love, his grace covers all and blots it all out. And by having the faith in his word, we can go on living and enjoying what God has for us. Not looking back, but looking for that hope, working for that hope to have eternity with God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation bringeth patience. The problems that we have as we travel through this land, the little hurts that we get from time to time, you know, disappointments. He said, we rejoice. You're supposed to rejoice. And thank the Lord, because you know his promise to you was, if you keep my commandments, if you follow me, have faith in my word, I will save you. You will have life eternal with him. That's why you rejoice in the trials and the tribulation you have. Go on looking to the Lord and not let them put you down. That's a promise from God. From the true and living God to you and me today. So, as he said, don't worry about those things you have no control. Do you have control over the pain you have? Do you have control over what people think of you? Do you have control over the condition and situations you run into? You don't. Some of the things we do might cause us to have those problems, but we don't have control over that. But God does. He said, in patience, experience. And experience, hope. What do we tell our kids? Well, I'm old. You know, I have the experience of these things. I can tell you things that can help you to keep you from going through certain things, if you pay attention to what I'm telling you. Because I've gone through them. You know, that's why the words of God that we have today, there's so many things that we could avoid if we only pay attention to what God is saying and how he worked with his people before us. Didn't he bring them through the trials and tribulations? We know that. So that shouldn't be a problem for us when we run into those things. We know that he'd bring us through. Just keep our faith in him and keep walking forward and reaching for him and giving this gospel to the world. Because we know he's with us. He always been with his people. And hope maketh not ashamed. See, you're not ashamed of the hope that you have to have eternal life with Christ. Are you ashamed of that? Are you ashamed to admit to people that I am looking and I'm working to be with Christ when he comes? Well, I don't think I'll say that. I don't think I'll say I love the Lord. I don't think I'll tell people that Jesus have me where I am. That's why I can be happy. That's why I am where I am. It's because of Jesus Christ. Are you ashamed to tell people that things? Or do you tell them, oh, well, I'm just lucky. You know, I got this. No, it's no such thing. We can't be ashamed of Christ. Because he is all in all. He gives you everything you need. He can and will, if we are obedient to his word. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise God. What can man give you greater than what God has given you? Why be afraid to speak or ashamed to speak, Jesus, I love you? Or when we, among the people, I say be discreet. You don't have to stand up and yell. But when we are out and when we, I say one of the most common things is going to restaurants and things like that, you know, or going to functions, you know, and everybody sits at the table and eat, you know, and we feel, well, I just have to go along with everybody else and I just start eating. I won't pray. Are you ashamed of Christ? Remember, he got you where you are. He said, all you have, I have given unto you. Huh? Praise God. He said, if you deny me before your fellow man, I don't know you when you come before God either. Be strong. Be true. Be honest. Be loving. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly, died for you and me. We were lost. We were finished. And Christ died for you and me. And he said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, for a good man some would even dare to die. Who will you die for? Who will you die for? But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I praise God this morning that he died for you and me, that we might have a right to eternal life, a life to be able to go back and be in the presence of God once again. And all he asks is that we repent and come to him and be obedient to his word. Have faith in his word and walk towards him. Doing good, doing what's right, speaking the truth in all things. And I thank God this morning. For truly, he is all in all. And he is everything we need today. And we must walk steadfast in the steps that he has made. We must remain obedient to the word of God, regardless of what happened, regardless of what anyone do or say. You know, I was reading a little bit this morning earlier from Alma when he was speaking to the stiff-necked people. I think we were on the sixth chapter of the 9th, 10th, and 11th, 12th chapter of the Book of Alma. How we as the people of God, how we forget. And why the Lord says it's so hard for those that have known him to be able to return. I mean, that have walked with him, that know his blessing, that know what he can do, and yet and still they turn. And that's what Amalek was talking, and Amalek was talking to the people about, you know. You know the things that God has done. And if you don't change and follow them, you will be lost. And what did Christ say? Many will come to him in that day and say all the great things they did in his name. And he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you, huh? Yes. And in reading that this morning, it just made me think about those things. And, you know, that we must be firm in this work of God. Ready to give up our lives for the cross of Christ, cost of Christ, cause of Christ. Now, as I said, we was going to do read 112th message. It's just so many things on my heart this morning, all the time, and I just thank God. Because I love the Lord and I love the people. And I want you to remain firm and strong and true to God, because there is no other way. Listen to what man say, listen to them, but follow God in all things. You know, as you read through the Bible and the record of Nephite, have God ever led his people astray? They always walk away from him. He speaks the same words over and over and over again. That's why we don't have no excuse in these last days, brothers and sisters. We have too much before us. We have no excuse. He said that if man fail, he faileth of himself. Not because I haven't put it there for him and gave it to him and tried to feed him on a silver platter. But if he fails of himself. So don't you feel bad. Or don't you feel disheartened. When someone walk away from this work, do you have control over that? No. Just pray. Say, Lord, help them to understand and see where they are and come back into the fold of God. Message 112. Just a few verses. 112th message. The messenger John the Baptist came to my home in Independence, Missouri, April 4th, 1992, at 2:48 a.m. I could not sleep because of grieving over the passing of Brother L.M. Thornton. I was dressed in my day clothes and was seated by the table reading the word of the Lord. He took me by my right hand and seated himself at the table. He was clothed with the resurrection light that filled the entire home. He spoke slowly as I wrote the message down, repeating occasionally so I could be sure to write each word he spoke. Here is the message. Praise the Lord. That I would be sure of each word he spoke, that I would miss nothing. He slowed down. He waited. This is the word of God for you and me to take to the world. He says, behold, Again, I bring a message of hope and life to all that will accept my coming and the words I bring from the Lord. I bring a message of hope and life to all that will accept my coming and the words I bring from the Lord. Accept that I am here, I am coming, and accept the words that I give you because they are from God. But you got to accept that I'm here, you see? Yea, saith the Lord. Now God is speaking through John now. He says, I have sent my messenger. Will the people hear him? I have not spoken in secret or in hiding. He has spoken my words and will. Praise God. It shall stand. For this is my pleasure. It shall stand, for this is my pleasure. Yes, Phil, you have a comment?
Morning, everybody. I just wanted to comment. I was listening to you, and it amazed me how people, it says to be obedient to the Word of God, but my feelings are we can't be obedient to something that we don't know and understand, and we can't know and understand it if we don't study it. And it's why in the message book it says to illuminate your mind with the Word of God. And there's a lot of people out there, I know, as since I've come into the church and as I have studied, there's so many things that I was seeing and I was understanding, but it took the Lord quite a while to help me see some of the things that I was understanding, that I was understanding carnally and not spiritually. And he finally was able to rebuke me and get me straightened out to where I was seeing it the way he wanted it seen. And this is why study to me has become so important, because I truly have on my heart to see it and understand it the way God wants it seen and understood, not the way I want to see it and understand it or someone else. And so we have to be obedient to something, but how do you be obedient to something that you don't really know or understand because you won't study the way you had ought and illuminate your mind with his word? Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Phil. That's true. That's why the Lord tells us to study his word. Study the word and know what God has said. And you know what to be obedient. You know to follow him, to keep his commandments. Study. Praise the Lord. I know the end from the beginning, and I have planned deliverance to all that will call on my name in righteousness, in humility before me. In humility before me. Call on my name. Call on the Lord. Desiring to know the truth. Desiring to know his will and his way. Not calling on him just to be saying, Lord, but because you have a desire in your heart to know what he has, to know what he wants in your life. It's a righteous desire. If my people will be faithful and hold to the instructions I send, they will find salvation and deliverance. Praise God. Promise from the Lord. Many are honest in heart and seek to know the truth. This is truth, to learn this marvelous work. This is truth, the word of God. It's true. The power of the evil shall lose in the end. Promise from the Lord. So what are we to fear in moving forward in the Lord, into sharing this wonderful words of God with the people that we know? All through time, men rejected the word of God. So is that anything new to us? It's not new. So don't you feel bad or dejected because someone don't listen to you. Because, as again, as I said, the Lord said what? Worry not over those things you have no control. What do we have control over? Our mind and what we do. That's it. Not what others do. And how do we get our blessings from the Lord? By Larry being obedient and doing what God has told me to do, and you being obedient and doing what God tells you to do. And he will bless you. He tell me to walk a half a mile. He tell you to walk a third of a mile. What difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is whether I obey or whether you obey. That's what makes the difference. He said, Larry, clean the room in the basement. Tim, clean the room, clean the sanctuary. What difference does it make? I said, well, Tim get to clean the sanctuary and I got to clean the basement. What difference does it make? It makes no difference which one you clean. It matters whether or not you obey and do what he asks you to do. Praise the Lord. Here we go, Phil. He says, study the words I send that my messenger brings to you. Let your minds be illuminated in peace and joy. Rule your lives, saith the Lord. That's your verse, Phil. That's what you're talking about. Study the words I send that my messenger bring to you. Let your minds be illuminated in peace, and joy will rule your lives, says the Lord. That is a promise from the Lord. If we only do this, you will have the joy and peace that you need. Why? Because you're learning of God and his spirit can work with you and deal with you and show you and guide and direct your life. Phil said, if you don't know, how could you do it? Well, if we don't ask the Lord and we start doing what he tells us, how are we going to know what to do? We won't. We got to do what he tells us to do. And then as we go, we will learn. Praise the Lord. Why would he tell you to study? Study and show thyself approved. Let none take part in this work until they come in by the door of baptism and are repentant of their sins and traditions of men, their man-made doctrines and styles of worship. Let none teach or preach that are not a part of this work. Who said that? God did. Can't do anything about it but obey what he just said. Let all learn the truth and come to this work. Salvation is of the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let the hands of the faithful carry on. Zion must come forth. The hands of the faithful. We must have faith in the promises and the word of God. We must move no matter what. Because God has said, you will have this. So keep walking and keep doing the things that is of God. And you will have it. What? Eternal life. I don't know. Maybe you're looking for that here on this earth. But God said that those that endure to the end shall have eternal life. So you got to go through this process before you get it. And he said that the day that Christ placed his foot on the Mount of Olives, he said, that's the day that the saints of God will know that their trouble and trials are over. So don't worry. Just keep walking and keep praising the Lord in spite of the conditions or the situation that is surround you. The Lord said, I will put mine and protect mine. I will place my people in holy places until the indignation passes over. Huh? He always did, didn't he? Do we serve the same God today that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, Nephi, Lehi, and all of the prophets of old, people that followed? Oh, is that the same God that we serve today? Or did he, you know, we have a new one? He is the same God. And he will do the same thing. He says he's not a respective person. There's no big guy and little guy. A level playing field. And we prove that when we look back when the Lord of the vineyard hired the servants to work in the vineyard. And he hired some early in the morning and he asked them for what day, a penny a day or something like that. You know the story. You know what happened. And then you have a guy come in late in the evening. And when it come time to pay, God gave him the same pay that he gave the ones that had been there all day. And they said, wait a minute, the Lord of the vineyard, wait. What are you doing? We've been here all day. This guy just got here. He said, didn't I agree to, you agreed to work for a penny a day. Verse 6, again I say, let all come together in the service of the Lord. And the Lord will meet with them in the hour of their humility, revealing the things of the kingdom. For all have a work to do. Let love fill your hearts, that it will be said, see how they love one another. Praise the Lord. They that are of God and are humble. Pay attention. The word of the God to us. they that are of God and are humble, seeking the Spirit and finding it in righteous acts, showing charity beyond measure, will have the greater power and their works will stand the test. Seek not for prominency, nor praise of mankind, for such show their nothingness, and will not endue the sword of truth and justice. How many times does the Lord have to warn us that everything is going to fail if it's not in Him? The praise of man dies with man. We got to stay with the Lord, brothers and sisters, and walk with Him. Walk beside all those that want to walk with God. But to be sure that you're walking with God. What did He tell us to do? Study the words that He sent by His messenger. And He tells us to study the words in the Bible and the record of Nephi. Study His words and know that He is God. And nobody can change your mind or tell you different. Those that will not qualify to prepare to work in God's will, nor attain to the Spirit, their evils will find them out in their failures. I can tell you all the things I want and say all the good things and praise and all I want. But if I don't adhere to what God has laid out, what did He say will happen? Those that will not qualify or prepare to work in God's will. You can see why, you know, the Lord doesn't do anything. As I always say, God tells us the good and He tells us the bad. And these words are words to us, to His people, right? And I want you to hear what He's saying, see, because He's talking to me and you right now. Those that will not qualify or prepare to work in the Lord's will, work in the Lord's will, nor attain to the Spirit, their evils will find them out in their failures. We cannot stand. We will not be there if we don't attain and follow God's will. He's talking. Will be upon them. He says, warning us again, watch against the days to come, wherein many will suffer. But shape your and it will be well. And in one instance, He said, some do well just to follow, you know, but you got to know. And many just follow. And I tell you, and that's why it's so important for you and me to speak the truth and to stay steadfast in the will of the Lord and pray and ask Him to guide and lead us every day. Because there is some that will just follow you wherever you go. If you don't believe that, look back a few years ago and a few years before that and see how people followed men, not knowing, but have enjoyed the Spirit and enjoyed the things of God. But they followed man. That's why you must study. That's why you must seek the Lord in prayer, asking Him to guide and direct your life. And the Lord we thank you once again for it.
And that we will keep our eyes single to Almighty God. We thank you once again for it. And that we will keep our eyes.